إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. We praise Him, we seek His forgiveness, we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state with full firmness and conviction that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah, the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. Once again, it gives me great pleasure to stand in front of my brothers and sisters in this blessed masjid of Khalid ibn al-Walid, in continuing with the second part of our five-part series, speaking about al-da'wati ila Allah, ala tariq al-da'wah, on the path of da'wah, tools that we must have and actions that we must perform before, during, and while we are giving da'wah. And last time we met, last month, we discussed with you two important characteristics and attributes that the da'iyah, the person calling to Allah, must possess, which was taqwa wa ikhlas, fear and consciousness of Allah, and accompanying it sincerity of action for it to be only done for the pleasure and the sake of Allah the Most High. Today, inshallah, we continue with another important characteristic which we have titled ilmun wa fahmun wa amal. Knowledge, understanding, and action. And these three things, my brothers and sisters, must be together, unified. That the person must acquire knowledge before he is to speak about a certain topic or a certain principle. How can one call to something that he has no knowledge of? And this is the basis of the risala of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will find in many places in the Qur'an the order of Allah to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, tell them, answer them by saying. And this was his habit sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where when he was asked a question, he would wait until the wahy, the revelation, and the order and the answer of Allah came down in the form of the Qur'an through Jibreel upon the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يسألونك عن الروح. They ask you about the soul. قل الروح من أمر ربي. Tell them the soul is something that is of Allah's concern. وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليل. You have only, O mankind, been given little amounts of knowledge. يسألونك عن الأهلة. قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج. They ask you concerning the new moon. Tell them the moons are signs for people during the times of Hajj and for other reasons, to take count of the days and the nights and the months. So everything was answered through revelation, and this is why Allah says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Your messenger Muhammad ﷺ never speaks from his own whims or opinions or desires. Verily it is only a revelation inspired to him. And this is important for you as a Muslim to learn, that you must begin to seek the knowledge, learn about Islam, in order that you can benefit yourself, your close neighbors, and those who you interact with the blessings of a Tawheed. Learning how to unify and single out only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all forms and in all types and in all ways of worship, whether inner or outer action. Therefore we begin by saying three verses of poetry that I love dearly. مَا الْفَخْرُ إِلَّا لِأَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّهُمُ عَلَى الْهُدَى لِمَنِ اسْتَهْدَى أَدِلَّاءُ وقدر كل امرئ ما كان يحسنه والجاهلون لأهل العلم أعداء ففز بعلم تعش حيا به أبدا الناس موتى وأهل العلم أحياء. In this few verses of poetry, the gist or the understanding of what is being said is that truly all honor can be given only to those who have acquired religious knowledge. For they are the ones who are sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and placed by Allah as guides for the rest of the people. And a person can never increase and be raised except through knowledge. And those who are of ignorance, al-jahiluna li-ahli al-ilmi a'da'u, the people who do not strive to learn new things, to learn the Qur'an, to learn the ahadith, they are the enemies of the ulama and of the people of knowledge. So therefore the sha'ir, the poet, he says, so therefore be successful by acquiring as much knowledge as you live, for the true living are the scholars, and they are the ones who will remain so even when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because after their souls have passed to the next life, what they have left behind shall be used by the people. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the authentic hadith in Muslim says, three things that a person will benefit from after his death. Only these three things. عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. He left behind blessed knowledge that people have learned and used after his death and demise. صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. He has bequest money that is constantly earning him reward. Or وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. A lineage of children who are righteous and constantly make dua for him. So therefore once a person passes away and he has gained knowledge and he has taught it to others, it is a great way of him earning rewards from Allah the Most High, the Creator. And therefore Allah orders our blessed Prophet ﷺ in the Qur'an, in the only place where you will see Allah order the Prophet to ask him for an increasement in something, a ziyada fi shay. Allah says in Surah Taha, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. And ask me, O Muhammad, supplicate to me, O Muhammad, by saying, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. For this is something that you can never lose in. As al-Imam al-Shafi'i radiallahu anhu arda said, مَنْ أَرَادَ الدُّنْيَا فَعَلَيْهِ بِالْعِلْمِ. Whoever wishes to excel in this worldly life, let him seek knowledge. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالْعِلْمِ. And equally the one who wishes to excel in the hereafter, let him acquire immense amounts of knowledge. It is something that you can never lose in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 18, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولي العلم. Surely Allah bears witness and testifies that there is no other God worthy of worship except Him. The angels and the people of knowledge also bear witness and testify to this. As a way of Allah honoring the scholars of Al-Islam. Allah also says in Surah Al-Mujadala, verse number 11, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Surely Allah shall raise in high levels those who truly believe of you and those who have been given knowledge many levels. And Allah says in Surah Fatir, verse number 28, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Surely those who truly fear their Lord are the scholars. These are the true servants who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu anhu arda, he says, An-nasu ila al-ilmi ahwaj minhum ila al-ta'ami wa sharab. A person is in more need of learning about Islam than he is of need for food and drink. لِأَنَّ الرَّجُلَ يَحْتَاجَ إِلَى الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ فِي الْيَوْمِ مَرَّةً مَرَّتَيْنِ وَحَاجَتُهُ إِلَى الْعِلْمِ بِعَدَدِ أَنْفَاسِهِ. He continues and says, this is because the person may only wish to eat or drink once or twice a day, and it will fulfill his need. But for him to be fulfilled in his religious knowledge, it would have to be equal to the number of breaths that he takes. The number of times you breathe in and out, this is how much you should be seeking knowledge. Something that cannot be fulfilled in one or two different moments during the day. And therefore the Prophet ﷺ honored the students of knowledge. For we know the hadith of Safwan, which is narrated by Imam Ahmad wa Tabarani, and the Shaykh Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani has shown that the hadith is hasan. The Prophet ﷺ in the blessed hadith was sitting in his masjid, lying down in his masjid upon a red carpet or a red garment. And Safwan, this great Sahabi, came to the Prophet ﷺ and he told him, Ya Rasulullah, inni jittu atlub al-ilm. O Messenger of Allah, I have come for the sole purpose, for the sole reason, to seek knowledge from you. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Marhaban bi talib al-ilm. Happiness, good news, welcome to the seeker of knowledge. إِنَّ طَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ تَحُفُّهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بِأَجْنِحَتِهَا. Surely the one who is seeking knowledge, the angels encircle him and hug him with their wings and ride one on top of the other in this manner until they reach the sky of the dunya. تَحُفُّهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بِأَجْنِحَتِهَا ثُمَّ يَرْكَبُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا حَتَّى يَبْلُغُ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ مَحَبَّتِهِمْ لِمَا يَطْلَبْ. Because they are content and happy and ecstatic for what he has come in seeking. And therefore we know and we have established that knowledge is important. But we must also say what al-Imam al-Shafi'i رضي الله عنه وأرضاه has said, ليس العلم ما حفظ إنما العلم ما نفع. Surely knowledge is not that which is memorized, but knowledge is that which benefits oneself and others. It is not important how much you have memorized or what you know. What is important is what do you understand from it and how much do you act according to it. And this is why Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, when you look in his book, Sahih Al-Bukhari, Al-Imam Ibn Hajar, he says, فَقْهَ الْبُخَارِيُّ فِي تَرَاجِمِهِ. Surely Al-Imam Al-Bukhari has shown his immense knowledge in the way he named the chapters of his book. For example, there is one chapter which he named, الْعِلْمْ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. Knowledge before speaking and before acting. And this is from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Muhammad, verse number 19, where Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ, فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. O Muhammad, know, have knowledge of the fact that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. Then Allah says to him, and now ask for forgiveness. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ. Ask Allah for His forgiveness for you and for the believing men and the believing women. Therefore we see that first Allah ordered the Prophet ﷺ to learn and to know and to concur and to establish that there is no God except Allah, to have knowledge of this with certainty. And then to act upon it by praising Allah and turning to Him and only Him in seeking forgiveness and in seeking help. And this is something that is extremely important for us to focus on in regards to understanding, not just learning and memorizing, but trying to understand the Islamic principles and the ahadith and the Quran, the verses, the words of Allah the Most High. And this is why from the great dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as is narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, and it is deemed a hadith that is sahih by Shaykh al-Albani, it is also narrated by Imam ibn Majah, where the Prophet ﷺ would make the dua, Allahumma anfa'ni bima 'allamtani wa 'allimni ma yanfa'uni wa zidni 'ilma. O my Lord, O Allah, anfa'ni bima 'allamtani, cause me to be a success and to be elevated and to be helped by that which I know, that I see the merit of that which I know, and teach me that which will help me in worshipping you. وَزِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and increase me in knowledge. Also we see from the dua of the Prophet ﷺ, where he came to Mu'adh ibn Jabal and he told him, Ya Mu'adh, never allow yourself to finish prayer until you also make after your salah this dua, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, give me help upon your worship and upon your remembrance and upon being complete and perfect in your worship. How is this done? It is through learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i in his diwan, in some of the poetry of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, he said, أخي لن تنال العلم إلا بست سأنبئك عن تفصيلها ببيان ذكاء وحرص واجتهاد وبلاغة وصحبة أستاذ وطول زمان. These blessed words of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i should hit home with many of us. He says, my brother, you will never learn, you will never gain knowledge unless you possess these six characteristics which I will describe for you. Zaka', intelligence. Hirs, being consistent and striving and looking to gain knowledge. Wajtihad, striving and struggling to learn. Wabalagha, having eloquence. وَصُحْبَةِ أُسْتَاذٍ, and to be in the companionship of a valid and blessed teacher, someone who has knowledge that you can acquire from. وَطُولِ زَمَانِ, and long days, long hours, a long period of time. It is not something that will come overnight. These are beautiful words by Imam al-Shafi'i radiallahu anhu arda. We see from the greatest ways that the person can acquire knowledge and fahm is to be fearing Allah. And this is why I deem the most important thing on the path of da'wah is taqwa. Fearing and being conscious of Allah. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 282, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah and Allah shall teach you. والله بكل شيء عليم, and truly Allah is acquainted with everything. He has knowledge of everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. One must be in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be blessed with knowledge. Again, we look to the Diwan of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i where he says, شَكَوْتُ إِلَى وَكِيَعَ. And Waqi'a, we pause in this first verse. Waqi'a was one of the great Hufaz of Hadith. كَانَ مُحَدِّثًا بِالْعِرَاقِ. He was a Hadith scholar who lived in Iraq, and he was born in the year 129 and passed away in the year 196. And his name was Waqi'a ibn al-Jarrah ibn Maliha. And this great Imam of Hadith was one of Al-Imam Shafi'i's teachers. And when Al-Shafi'i met him, he says, and he describes it in poetry, شَكَوْتُ إِلَى وَكِيعٍ سُوءُ حِفْظِي. I complained to Waqi' the lack of memory that I possess. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَى تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. He told me the way to cure my bad memory so that I could memorize is to leave off all sinning. وَأَخْبَرَنِي بِأَنَّ عِلْمَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَى لِعَاصِي. And he told me that surely knowledge is a light from Allah that is given, and never shall Allah give this light to a sinner. And these are words, my brothers and sisters, that we should have engraved in our hearts and learn and memorize in hoping to be from those who will acquire knowledge. But it is also important to know, as we said, knowledge is not beneficial by itself. You must understand al-murad, what is intended with a certain verse or a certain hadith. And again, we look to al-Imam al-Bukhari's explanation or chapter titled where he says, Bab al-fahmi fil ilm, the chapter of understanding in knowledge. And he places in this the great hadith that we all know, where the Prophet ﷺ, as is narrated by Muawiyah in Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim and also Ibn Majah, the Prophet ﷺ says, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whosoever Allah wishes for him goodness, he shall give him a firm understanding of this religion. Al-Imam al-Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani radiallahu anhu arda, he says, يُفَقِّهُ أَنْ يُفَهِّمْهُ. يُفَقِّهُ, to give him understanding, means to give him the way of understanding what is intended. وَمَفْهُومِ الْحَدِيثِ أَنَّ مَنْ لَمْ يَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ أَنْ يَتَعَلَّمْ قَوَاعِدَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَا يَتَّصِلُ بِهَا مِنَ الْفُرُوعِ فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرِ. Al-Imam Ibn Hajar, he explains a little later on, he says, therefore we understand the one who is not given an understanding of the hadith or of the ayat or of the knowledge, he has been prohibited from this goodness. And these are beautiful words of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, naming the chapter Understanding and Knowledge, and in the explanation of Al-Imam Ibn Hajar. I give you a vivid example so that you will understand what it means to know what is meant by a certain verse or an ayah. We look to the life of the Sahaba, for they were the closest to the Prophet ﷺ. We see while Uthman ibn Affan was the Khalifa, a woman gave birth to her child after only 6 months of carrying the child. Her husband came to Uthman and he said, my wife has given birth after only 6 months of marriage. How could this be? Does it not say in the Quran that the child, وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْجَعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ. Does it not say in the Quran that the woman is to be with her child for 2 years, meaning that she is for 9 months, and then she will breastfeed the child until the completion of the 2 years? This is how Uthman and this Sahabi understood this verse. And Uthman was about to order that this woman be put on trial for adultery. For how did she conceive the child? 3 months earlier to pregnant to her marriage. But then Ibn Abbas, who is Turjuman al-Quran, came to Uthman and he told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, alam taqra? Have you not read, وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا, that the child is carried and breastfed for 30 months. If you look at 30 and subtract 2 years, 24 months, you are left with 6 months, meaning that 6 months can be the average time that the child is carried. And then the woman can give birth to the child after 6 months, and then after this, حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَةَ, 2 full years of breastfeeding the child. So it explains the meaning of the other verse in the Qur'an. And this is something that is important for us to understand, for many people fall into disagreement because they do not understand al-murad of the hadith or the ayah. Another example is where the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, whoever believes in Allah and the final day, let him not pray Salatul Asr hatta, until he is in Bani Quraiza's city. Some of the Sahaba interpreted this meaning that the Prophet ordered us not to pray at all Salatul Asr, even if we reach it after Maghrib. Even if we reach Bani Quraiza after Maghrib. Because Allah says in the Quran, مَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ, whoever obeys the Prophet has obeyed Allah. Other Sahaba said, no, the Prophet was just trying to emphasize to us the importance of reaching Bani Quraiza as soon as possible. But he did not intend for us to miss the Salah, especially when Allah said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا, surely the establishment of the regular 5 prayers was written and specified to be prayed at certain times. Then they came to the Prophet ﷺ and each of them gave their proofs and claim, and he said, both of you are correct. So this is important for us to understand. The understanding of what you have learned or memorized is equally important in gathering and seeking knowledge. And finally, implementing what you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ, O ye who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ, it is a great sin in the sight of Allah that you do, that you say something that you do not do. Why are you talking when you are not acting? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda'ah, he says, تَعَلَّمُوا تَعَلَّمُوا, seek knowledge, seek knowledge. Learn, learn. فَإِذَا عَلِمْتُمْ فَعْمَلُوا, once you have learned, then live according to what you know. Once you have learned, then live according to what you know. And this is something that is important for us to understand, that as much as we learn, we must also implement. The Sahaba رضوانullahi عليهم would not learn, memorize verses of the Qur'an, move to a new verse in memorizing until they have understood what the first meant and have implemented it upon themselves. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he says in a beautiful statement, لا تكون تقيا حتى تكون عالما, never will you be fearing and conscious of Allah until you become knowledgeable. وَلَا تَكُونَ بِالْعِلْمِ جَمِيلًا حَتَّى تَكُونَ بِهِ عَامِلًا, and never will you be beautified with the knowledge that you have until you live and work with it. Live your life according to what you know and what you have learned. And these are the words I leave you with. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وبعد. My brothers and sisters, it is important for us to take these words and to act upon them. For we must be constantly ala tariq al-da'wah, upon the path of calling to Allah. For this is the way that we will benefit ourselves and our families and society in general. It is not enough for you just to take a neutral part. Just to say, it is not of my concern, let them do what they wish. You as a Muslim must strive to bring about a betterment and an increasement in blessing. To change the surroundings around you in any of the ways that you have. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. The Prophet ﷺ says in Sahih Muslim, whoever sees of you evil, let him change it with his hand. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطَعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ. If he has no ability to change it, let him do it with his tongue. If he does not have the ability, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطَعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. Let him hate it in his heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And this is of the weakest of faith. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, now in our time, we do not even hate Allah to be sinned in our hearts. You will walk in the street, my brother and sister, and you will see a woman who is uncovered, dressed in a luring manner, and you will not think that this is something strange. You have become accustomed to it living in this society. You will walk into a store and you will see videos and magazines being sold that are calling to the most evil of crime, and it will not pain you in your heart. You will drive by and you will see the beer store, people becoming intoxicated, and you will not even hate it in your heart because you have become desensitized. And this is something the Prophet ﷺ has foretold. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِنْهِ. By he who holds my soul in his hand, you will either order what is good, or forbid what is evil, or else Allah shall bring upon you a punishment from him to you. فَتَدْعُونَهُ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَ فَلَا يُسْتَجَبْ لَكُمْ. And then you will return to him and make dua to him, and you will be unanswered. No one will answer your dua. And the hadith is narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi and is deemed hasan by Shaykh al-Albani, hafidahullah. I leave you with a final hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. A parable and an example and a descriptive hadith of the Prophet ﷺ describing to us our times today. He says, as is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, مثل القائم في حدود الله والواقع فيها كمثل قوم استهموا على سفينة فأصاب بعضهم أعلاها. The example of the one who establishes the laws of Allah and does not fall into them, and that of the person, or versus the person who sins and falls into sinning, is like a group of people who pulled straws, took lots with one another to see who will ride on a ship in the top part of the ship and who will remain in the bottom part. They were setting on a voyage and they decided to pull straws to see who will be on the higher level in the ship and who will be in the bottom, dark, windowless areas, galleys of the ship. فكان الذين في أسفلها إذا استقوا من الماء مروا على من فوقهم. The Prophet ﷺ said, those who were given who were forced to be in the bottom part of the ship, whenever they needed water, they would have to go up to the surface and pass by the group who were living on the top part of the ship. فقالوا, the people, the inhabitants of the bottom part of the ship, لو أننا خرقنا في نصيبنا خرقا لم نؤذي من فوقنا. The people in the bottom part of the ship, they said, wouldn't it be easier if we just drilled a hole in the bottom of the ship so that we could get our own water and not bother those who are above us. فإن تركوهم وما أرادوا هلكوا وهلكوا جميعا. If they were to allow them to do this, the people at the top of the ship, meaning the scholars and the dua and the people of knowledge, if they allowed the sinners or the people who were at the bottom part of the ship to do what they wished, everyone would be in a state of destruction. وَإِنْ أَخَذُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ نَجُوا وَنَجُوا جَمِيعًا. But if they prevented them and told them and forbade them from drilling this hole, all of them would be saved and they would reach shore safely. Let us take this example of the words of the Prophet ﷺ and implement it in our days and in our lives. And these are the words I leave you with. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us here, to gather us once again in Jannat al-Firdaws with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah, wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana, Allahumma alayka bidh-dhalimin, Allahumma farrij an ikhwanana fi kulli makan.